WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Class Action is a new courtroom drama that opens this weekend, but film critic Owen Gleiberman says it's the family drama in the film that's most gripping.
When a talented actress looks like a fashion model, she often ends up cast as the girlfriend. That's been the case with Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. From the moment this sensual, wavy-haired beauty made her screen debut, playing Tony Montana's proud younger sister in Scarface, she seemed a sharp and appealing actress. But in movies like The Color of Money, The January Man, and The Abyss, her appeal has been squandered, diminished. I'd just about forgotten how good she was until I saw her in the engrossing new courtroom drama, Class Action. The movie stars Gene Hackman and Mastrantonio as Jed and Margaret Ward, father and daughter attorneys who end up arguing opposite sides of a corporate negligence suit. Jed is a noted activist lawyer from the 60s, a kind of William Kunstler, Ralph Nader figure who specializes in little guy against the system cases. Jed's a great attorney, but his dedication to his clients can't mask the egocentric pleasure he takes in playing the great legal savior. Nor can it cover up the fact that he was a philanderer who all but ignored his family. Margaret, in rebellion, has become the most ruthlessly successful corporate lawyer she can. The case in question involves an auto manufacturer that may have knowingly allowed a dangerous model on the road. Jed's client is a man who suffered crippling injuries when one of the faulty cars blew up on him. Margaret, who's angling for a partnership in her firm, has a chance to become defense attorney for the company. But Jed isn't exactly thrilled with the idea.
Margaret, don't you see? They're using you as a parlor trick. They think I'll look across the courtroom, see my precious daughter, and just go all soft
no,
inside.
No, I think it's a bit more than that.
You think, Margaret? You're an associate at Quinn Califon.
So?
They pop out baby lawyers like you like a shark grows teeth, row after row after row, forever. When it comes to the crunch, they'll listen in the big boys.
They already did.
You mean you?
Did it ever occur to you that I might be a very good attorney?
Well, you damn well better be. I raised you.
No! Mother raised me! You had a date!
Class Action has a conventional, even hokey, premise. The movie uses all the familiar tricks of the courtroom genre, and we can pretty much guess where the case is heading. What holds us is the texture of the legal process, and the way that Hackman and Mastrantonio play off each other. Margaret's frightening single-mindedness about the law has, in its way, descended directly from Jed's leftist passion. She's very much her father's daughter. We can sense the tension between her ripe, happy grin and her hyper-assertive professional style. At times, she's like Julia Roberts as a career superwoman. And with the right part, Mastrantonio, too, could become a major star. Hackman, once again, takes a no-big-deal role and brings it a bit of magic. He paints Jed's flaws vividly, making the character's heroism seem all the more human. It helps that the business with the auto company is believable in most of its details. Class Action gives you a sense of how ethical breaches, in both business and the law, are less a matter of evil machinations than of minutely cut corners. The movie is melodramatic enough to get you rooting for the honesty of these two lawyers, but it's also realistic enough to suggest that attaining justice is almost always an uphill battle.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.